come in Yoshpil Lefneim. There were three rows of Tamil Chum sitting in front of them, like we had before. Each row also had 23. So the Kitzi had 92 altogether there. And we had before, that was the reason why you have to have 120 people in the city to make at least a Sanhedrin. So Kolpon, the Bez not have three rows of Tamil Chum sitting in front of them. Now, Kolechot Viechot Makaris Makaymai. In all these three rows, each one knew how great he was. In other words, the first row were greater people, not so great was behind, and the least was of the third row. Let's say Bezin saw that out of the first 23, some are going. They're not going to be here too long. We have to make new ones. Take over. We have to give them smichom. So, same to Minorishayna. They took the people from the first row, and they gave them smichom. They were the best ones. Echad then, echad min ha'shniya, bol al-rishayna. They kept on moving up then. And somebody from the second row now moved up to the first row, because somebody from the first row was promoted into the Bezdin. Now they moved up from the second to the first row. And echad min ha'shlishis, bol al-rishniya. That's when they kept on moving up. Now from the third row, moved up to the second row. And eventually they let a new guy in. Barim lem oid echad min ha'kal. Then they picked out one more person in the kal that was able to sit down there to be part of these three shuras. O mashiv v'noisai v'shlishis. They put the new person in the third row. Lav Dafki had to sit in the first one's place for wherever he deserves. Mustami sat at the end of the third row. In other words, the one that was promoted from the third row up, Mustami was at the head of the third row. So now when a new one comes, he does not go straight to the head of it, but he goes wherever he belongs. And it sounds like everybody moves up the seat, and he went to the back of the row. Yeah. That's the way Sanhedrin worked. So they always had people who to choose from that were there, because having had Hadrocha, to know how to paskin. They always had people, they were teaching them how to paskin. And all these Tamidim were always there, listening to the Psak. So when it came that they had to be part of the dine, it was easy to take them. They knew what to do. For the Marim Minohanimili, how do we know this? Rashi says, the Ba'agola Hoyo Yoshvin. How do we know that that's the way you sit your Bezdin? That they should sit in a half circle. Omer Rabba Achra Ba'achanina. The Yom Akro, the Postik says, Shurarecho Agan HaSahar Al Yeser HaMozeg. So we dash like this. Shurarecho Zu Sanhedrin. This goes on the Sanhedrin. And it says, what Agan HaSahar, they were sitting like a gan. That Loma Nikro Shmo Shurarecho. Why were they called Shurarecho? She yoshevis b'tibura shalaylam. Because Sanhedrin, sitting in Yerushalayim, was sitting in the tibura shalaylam, in the middle of the world. Rashi says, she beis hamigdash b'emtza shalaylam. The beis hamigdash was in the middle of the world. Even though Sanhedrin Agdala was there, Sanhedrin Katana wasn't there, but, Because Rashi says, the Mishnah Sanhedrin means, af shochav gimel, but hu adin shal shivim also. Means both. The Sanhedrin Gedolah and the Sanhedrin Katana both sat this way. Sechur now is saying Sharech goes on the Sanhedrin here. The Sechur means the Sanhedrin Gedolah. That was situated in the Beis Hamikdash by the Lishkas Hagozis. So it's called Sharecha because that's like the center of the world. Agan. What does it mean? Agan. She Magina Al Kol Olam. It protects the whole world also. That the Sanhedrin protects the whole world. Yehasar. She doima l'sar, doima to a sar, al yechzer ha-mozeg. Rashi, doima l'sar, doima to a sar, ba'gula, then it's round. And al yechzer ha-mozeg, what does that mean? Shim hutzrach echad mehem lotzeis. If one of them would have to leave, royim im yesh esrim u'shloisha keneged. Sanhedrin katana. If by the Sanhedrin ha-gedela, when you have 71, if one wanted to leave, they had to make sure that there were at least 23 always left over. If there were 23 left over, then he could leave. The Yimlav and Yosef. Not, he cannot go out. So Rashi says, Mozig means, Shnei Chilki Mayim V'yechid Yayin. By diluted wine. Diluted wine, you have two portions of water and one portion of Yayin. That means you're also a Yachser HaMozig. You should never be missing the one third. Because a Yachseru Michela Kashlishi Shukadei HaRoyi LaMozig. That means Eshrim Ushloisho Shlish Shal Shivim. 23 is one third of 70. So the Kitzur, when some of them wanted to leave, if any of the Sanhedrin Agadolah wanted to leave the Sanhedrin Agadolah, he could only leave if there was still left over at least 23, one third. That's this Rosh Hashanah that it goes on to Sanhedrin Agadolah. should never leave over unless it should never leave unless there's a mosaic one third still there. Then the prophet says, "Bitnecharemaschitim." Now, what does that mean? That it's like an aremas, a bundle of wheat. That means ma aremaschitim, just like a bundle of wheat. Hakil nenemimenu. Everybody has enjoyment from it. Like you eat wheat, you enjoy it. Asanhedrin, the same thing as Sanhedrin. Hakil nena mitameyim. Everybody has enjoyment from the time that it gives out, that it gives law. Everybody's happy with the law that it gives. Then it says, Suga bashoshanim, is like by the lilos, by the shoshanim, or the roses. Shafilu kisuga shoshanim, la yifrutso ben pirtsais. Shrashi, Suga bashoshanim, kidura bashoshanim, kloimar, piyazora kalo vavdola muetis. Nifroshim and Averim. They hold themselves back even from the smallest Avera. The Ansara gather of one, they do not need a wall of stones to stop them. Shafidu and Rechaikim and Avera, Legedir, Shoshanim, Asik Beneim, Layifrutsuboy, Pirtus Agedir. Even though they're away from the Avera, very small, there's only like a gather of fence of flowers there. So the Mal, you would think, go over and do the Avera? No. For Sanhedrin, they were able to hold themselves back. Just a fence of roses was enough to stop them from doing the Avera. That's called Sugav Shanim, Shafilu Sugav Shashanim, Layifrutsabam Protsis. They would not go out to do the Averas. They would not break through this fence to do the Averas.
All right, turn over.
The Gemara says, Vahainu, this is what the Omala Yehu Mino Rav Kana. One min said to Rav Kana, that Amrisoi, Nida Sharil Yehudai Behadi Gavra. That he said what the Nida is allowed to have Yichud with the husband. That's the halacha. That your own husband is allowed to be with his wife even though she's a Nida. Yeah. Esha. I don't know who Nida either of Kana. I mean, the min that Apikurus like Yes of Kana. You say, Amrisa, you say. That a need is shol yichud in badi gavro. So he asked him a question, why? Ef she'esh ben u'rois v'yena mahabavo. Like you have fire and flax there, and it's not going to burn, so how could you permit the husband to be with his wife when she's a nida? Like for sure there's a tie with her, they'll be together. Or Malay, so Rav Kami answered back, ha teire idu aleinu. The Torah says, edis upon us, the Jews, that suga b'shashanim. That means we're like in a gate of flowers, Shafilu kisuga b'shashanim layifrutzabem pratzis. But even though there's only a small fence between us, but there's the azara, there's the isra of the Torah, not to touch, not to be with your wife when she's in nida, so that will protect us. That will stop us. We don't have to be afraid. We'll break through and do the avera. Resh Lakish Shomer Shlakish said me off from this pasuk. Kefela harim and rakosech. That means afilu reikonim shabach. Even the empty-headed peoples of Klai Yisrael still melaya mitzvahs karimayim. They're full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Kids, so they do mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs protect us. They help us. Yeah. Rabbi Zeir Omer of Zeir says, Nachum, in this pasuk, the Yorach es Reach begodav. He smelled the clothing by Yaakov. He smelled, Yitzchok smelled the clothing that Yaakov was wearing. Is al tikri, don't call it begodav, his clothing, el aboidav. He smelled what the people that the boyker that rebel, and yeah, so he was able to smell. Because he knew what was bad, and just from the smell, he stood away from it. But Hanu Bruyune, who was a bad person, Russia is a preacher, Moshim Berim, preacher, people that do bad things. To heavy bishavus of Rabzera, they were in the neighborhood of Rabzera. To have a Mekarv Luhu, that he was Mekarv them. There were bandits there, and living in the neighborhood of Reb Zeira. And Reb Zeira used to be Mekarv, was nice to the bandits. What's the Hezda? The Stami thought they'll do Shuba one day. So he wanted to be Mekarv, he acted nice to them. That they should eventually do Shuba. To have a Kafti Rabbonin, Rabbonin didn't like that. How could Reb Zeira be nice to the bandits? Kinoch Nafshei, to Reb Zeira, when Zeira was Mace. Amri said like this, Ab Nidna, up until now, have a Haricha caught in Shakya. They have a Boyalon Rachme, that he was like burning the foot of a person. Shrashi, they'll know that they'll have rachmanos on us. But hashto man boy yalon rachme, who's going to have tshuva upon these people? And here Abayu, these people, the bandits right now, they have thought of tshuva, v'yobdu tshuva, nechnarma did tshuva. Mashmu stak, a good thing what Reb Zeira did, because he was makar of them, eventually they want to do tshuva. That's the Mishnah says, sholosh shuras, you have three rows. Omer Abayu, Shema Mid, from here we hear, ki naidi, kula naidi. When they move, all of them move. In other words, like we said before, when one gets promoted, so everybody moves up one seat. Not the pshat, new guy takes over, but every single person moves up. Kadimar v'lei malhu, ah, didn't have a yasam ratio, hashti masvisli bin nidvei. Tuna is sitting on top. Now also, now I should sit. Bin nidvei means at the bottom by the tail. In other words, the Talmud that was in the first row, of the first row, when he comes promoted to get smicha, comes into the bed, and know where he sits now, in the bottom seat. So he should be better off staying where he was. Before he was in the first seat. Now when he goes up the next row, he comes to the last seat. So what's so good about that? Shmuel says, yes. Amr Abaya, diamrlei, hochi hevi zonev la royis, v'altiya rosh l'shuolim. You're better off being in the highest seat, even though there you'll be a tail to the lions, but rather than being ahead to the foxes, enechnan it could die to move up. They get us, yeah? You go up, even though when you graduate you become the lowest, that's kedai. That's the way you start, that's the way you grow. You go from elementary school to high school, from high school to Beis Medrash, you move up, you're nobody there, but that's the way you start, guys. From small to bigger, that's the way you go. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph by the Bara Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ketzad Ma'aymen Es Eidim. How do we scare the Eidim when they come to Beit and to say this? We want to make sure they're not going to lie. So how do we scare them? So Locher is, Al Eidim Nefoshes. In the case where the Eidim are coming to say that Reuben is Chayv Misa. So Hayimachnisa Naisan, the Beit would bring the two Eidim in, or Ma'aymen Aleim. They would scare them. And they would say to them, Shema Toimru. Mu'umad, maybe what you say in the Aegis is you're just like guessing. Mu'umad, it's just like a mu'umad, it's like an estimate, but not that you really know. Or else in Mishmua, maybe you only know that Reuven killed because you heard about it, you heard a rumor. Or else Eid Mipi'eid, maybe you only heard it from another Eid outside of Bezdin. Or else Mipi'odim Nemon Shuman, or else you heard it from a person that's believed. Still, it's not called Aegis, because you did not see the action. Or Shema, maybe Imatim Yodim, if you're going to know. That we're going to check you out, you would not say your Eidus. So be careful. Like, we want to make sure that you know the Eidus. Now, heavy Yodim, we tell them also, you should know, there's a big difference between the Eidus you say now about Nefoshes, or the Stam Eidim say about Momin. Why? Because Dini Momnis, if Stam Eidim are saying that Reuben is Chayiv Momin, even on the tzad that you're lying, you're doing an avera, but you could do tshuva later and just return the money. But even in the foshes over here, we are saying that Reuben is chayiv misa, domoi v'dam zarisa tluyim boy at seif olam. If you're going to have him killed falsely, so then you should know his blood is going to be yelling at you, and all his children that they should have had will be tzayekim, will be like yelling at you. What does that mean? A tluyim boy, the Mishnah says, they'll be hanging and be upon you. The chet will be upon you. Shekein motzino b'kayin. We find the same thing by Kayin. Shara gesachiv, he killed his brother. And Shenema, the Pasuk says, t'meyachicha tzeyakin. The blood of your brother is screaming. Eino aimer, damachicha doesn't just say the blood of your brother. Elo d'meyachicha, loshen rabin. What does that mean? That means domay v'dam zarisav, his blood and his children's blood. They're also yelling. So that's the thing, we scare these Eidim of Misa to make sure they're not lying. Now the Mishnah says another pshat in this Pasuk of Dmei Achicha. Dover Achor, another pshat is Dmei Achicha, the blood of your brother. Shoyodomai Mushlach al Eitzon Yavonim. It means the blood of Hevel was spilled on wood and on sticks, wood and stones. That the Gemara says Cain did not know how to kill him, so he hit him with sticks and with stones. The Fikach, the Mishnah says, Nivru Adam Yechidi. You know why a person was born Yechidi, a separate? Thus, Adam Rishon was created alone. The Lamedcha, to teach us, Shekol Hamavet Nefesh Achas Pi Yisrael. Whoever destroys one Nefesh, one soul of a Jew,
Malo of a custom kilu ibet oyla mole. It's like you destroyed the whole world. The chol hamakayim nefesh achas mi yisrael. Whoever keeps alive or is mekarev one nefesh in yisrael is malo of a custom kilu kiyam oyla mole. It's like you kept the whole world alive. On mifnei shalom abriyas is another reason also why Hashem created Adam rishon yechidi, single. Because of Shalom HaBriyas, to keep peace amongst us. Somebody should not say to his friend, listen, Abba Godom Yavicha, my father is greater than your father. But now no, because we all have the same great-great-grandfather, we're all B'nai Adam HaRishon. And secondly, V'shaloi Yehei Minam Oimrim, the Minam, the Apokursim, should not say, Habe Rishuyas Bashamayim, there are a lot of different powers in Shemayim, a lot of different gods. And therefore, maybe each god like created his own person. So that's why Hashem now created one Adam HaRishon, as if to say there's only one Yochid Bashamayim. Or the Hagid Gedulah Seh Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Adam HaRishon. Why? Shodom Teveya Kama Matbeis. Bechoysim Echad. A person has, let's say, a mold or a signet. Or a signature, a choysim, a seal. So when every time you use it, it gives off the same signature. For chulam daimim zelazer, they all look alike. O melech malchiyam locham mekadosh baruch hu vava kadosh baruch hu is not that way. Tova kol adam bechaisam eshal adam rishon. Everybody has the same type of a form like adam rishon. We all look a little bit alike, but still v'yein echod mihem daim lechaveroi. No two people look exactly alike. That's all the greatness of a kadosh baruch hu. There's so many people in the world, and no two people look exactly alike. The figure, therefore, kol echad v'echad chayiv leimer, every single Jew has a chiyuv to say upon himself that bishvili nivru olam, because of me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The shema taimru, maybe a person would say,